And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of March, 2017. It was on this day in 2010 that President Barack Obama signed into law the Affordable Care Act. It was on this day in 1942 the government began moving Japanese Americans from their homes on the West Coast to internment camps. Between 110,000 and 120,000 people were forcibly relocated. Some Japanese American men were drafted into the war even as their families remained incarcerated. The camps remained open until 1945. It's the birthday of the novelist David Slavitt, born in White Plains, New York, 1935. Author of The Exhibitionist and The Voyeur. It's the birthday of the novelist Julia Glass, born Boston, 1956. Went off to Yale, got a degree in art. She wanted to become a painter, moved to New York City, set up an artist's studio. And to support herself, she took copywriting and editing jobs freelance. Meanwhile, she sat at the kitchen table of her 700-square-foot apartment in Greenwich Village and started writing a novel. She wasn't sure she should try to write a novel at all. She said, "I'd sit at the table and look out the window and think, why am I doing this? Grown-ups have a bedroom. I have children who will be in college one day. I'm supposed to be doing these editing jobs." But she finished the novel called Three Junes. She gave a reading at a local bookstore. Only two people attended. But Three Junes turned out to be a big success, won the National Book Award in 2002, and she's gone on to write four more novels since, including I See You, Everywhere, and her latest, And the Dark Sacred Night. It's the birthday of Fanny Farmer, born in Boston, 1857, who published the first cookbook in American history, one with exact measurements. Before that, you simply learned how to cook from your mother or your grandmother. And it was on this day in 1743, George Frideric Handel's oratorio Messiah had its London premiere. The king was in the audience, and the audience was overwhelmed by the performance. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, Breaking Up is Hard to Do. On Friday afternoon, David said he was divesting his holdings in Stephanie.org, and Cindy announced she was getting rid of all her Danobelia, and did anyone want a tennis racket or a cardigan? Alice told Michael that she was transplanting herself to another brand of potting soil, and Jason composed a three-chord blues song called I Can't Rake Your Leaves Anymore, Mama, then insisted on playing it over his speakerphone to Ellen. The moon rose up in the western sky with an expression of complete exhaustion, like a 38-year-old single mother standing at the edge of the playground. Right at that moment, Betty was extracting coil after coil of Andrew's emotional intestines through a verbal incision she had made in his heart, and Jane was parachuting into an Annie DeFranco concert wearing a banner saying, "Get lost, Mark Resnick." That's how you find out of the blue. And it hurts, baby, it really hurts, because breaking up is hard to do. A poem by Tony Hoagland, Breaking Up is Hard to Do, from his collection Pleasure, published by Holly Ridge Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.